for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Love it. Just after 11 o'clock every Friday, we bring in our friend Belton Johnson, who is a longtime Saskatchewan Rough Rider. He's a Grey Cup champion. He's a grillmaster extraordinaire. And he's a heck of a fellow to join me on the radio every week. Belton Johnson, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there, Evan?
Pretty good. Getting excited for tomorrow's game. But before we get into that, let's just reflect back on last week's game. Your thoughts on that win. I caught a big chunk of the Green Zone post-game show. I could tell you were amped up with that win.
I was, Evan. And, you know, the Riders, you know, to go into Bomberland, Winnipeg, we'll call it, right? Just to get that win, how many games has it taken for the Riders to come out with a win there, right, in Winnipeg? That's number one. Number two is they when they beat the Bombers, they lead the series now, right? So they've won two games in a three-game series. So they've taken care of that, got a great record. It was amazing, Evan.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Especially the freaking defense, man.
Thank you for choosing your words kindly on the radio, Belton. Hey, I was ticked off at the time when they called the penalty on C.J. Revis and that hit on Caleros. I've watched many replays since then. I'm still ticked off about that penalty. And now, of course, there's been a fine thrown on top of it. Your thoughts on that?
I'm still ticked off on that one too, Evan. Even when it occurred, I'm sitting there with Jamie, Daryl, Britton. I'm like, no way that's going to be a penalty. And sure enough, you know, Coach O'Shea for the Bombers there throws the challenge and he wins the challenge. And I'm sitting there thinking the whole time, like, what could Revis have done better? You know,
he said that himself, right? He said, if I go too low, I'm going to get penalized for that.
Yep. So, and that, I don't know. I still don't see it as a penalty. And, you know, when they penalized him, I knew he was going to get fined for it, right? Like, I don't think they can't fine you for that, you know, roughing the passer and everything. So, it sucks for him. But I hope he keeps playing the way he's playing because, to me, it was a good hit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the heart he plays with for sure, and I agree with you. I hope that doesn't put a hitch in his step because I think we need him out there. Have we put to rest now for the season the kicker discussion? After that game, Brett Lowther hits 5 for 5. So, I mean, you win 21 with 21 points, and your kicker gets five field goals. He was a big part of that win.
He was a big part of it. Will I put it to rest? I'm not going to put it to rest just yet, Evan. I need to see about for the rest of the season, hear him kicking like that, right? Which, again, I think he will, but you never know. And, yes, Brett, if he had missed any of those, there would have been some concerns, right? But he hit them, and hopefully he's getting confidence here.
Belton Johnson is my guest. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this because you, of course, have been in the locker room many, many times after a Rider game. As a fan, I thought it was cool that we heard after the game, the quarterback, Trevor Harris, will usually present the offensive game ball to an offensive player who made a big difference in the game. After that last game, he gives it to the offensive coordinator, Mark Mueller. I thought that was kind of cool. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think that was fitting as well. You know, offensively, I don't think too many guys really stood out. Not like the defense did, right? And, you know, with Mueller getting the game ball, right, the only thing I could think of was when they were backed up on the goal line there. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, they're going to run a couple plays here just to get it out, get some breathing room, and maybe punt it off. And here Trevor Harris winds up, throws a deep pass. I think it was Robustelli.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did not see that coming at all. I jumped up out of my seat.
I know. I like that Joe Robustelli, by the way, just as a side note. The more I watch that guy play, the more I like him.
I'm with you there. Yeah. He's a tough guy. And I'm going to tell you, with the receivers, you know, Trevor Harris, he's spreading the ball around, and that's part of the offense with Mueller as well, right? Mm-hmm. Spread the ball around and everything, and it's balanced. That's what I like about this offense.
So what are you expecting to see tomorrow? Montreal is in town. Maybe I'll just ask quickly, are you predicting a Rider win?
I am predicting a Riders win.
What do you got for a score?
So the score I have is 30 to 13 Riders.
Actually, I'm pretty impressed. Mine is not far off that, because I think of you as an expert. So if I can, as an amateur fan, I had put down 28-11 as my score. Okay. So really not that far off. So what is it? What is it that's going to be key for the Riders tomorrow against Montreal?
Well, I think key is going to be the defense continuing the way they've been playing all season. You know, getting pressure, you know, sacking the quarterback, getting those interceptions, and just creating a ton of havoc, right?
Right.
And with the offense, you know, they just need – I still want to see – I think this is, what, two games in a row Trevor Harris has passed for, what, 200 yards or so, right?
Right.
I just want to see an uptick maybe in the passing game, which I think we'll see this week versus the Alouettes, and keep pounding the ball, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's before we get into your recipe, I also want a quick mention to the Saskatchewan Roughriders Plaza of Honor inductees, Chris Best, Alex Smith, and Steve Molnar. Steve Molnar, of course, we know was actually carried over from last year, but you would have actually played with Chris Best, and I'm guessing Alex Smith on the coaching team when you played.
That's correct. You know, Chris Best, he actually shot me a text yesterday. I'm like, oh, are you in town? I completely forgot about Plaza Rada. So, you know, it's great. Chris was a great teammate, and Coach Smith there, you know, I just remember the toughness he created out there at practice and everything. And yeah, both very deserving to be in the Plaza for sure.
Mm-hmm, for sure. All right. Well, we better get into this recipe. And by the way, I will give you credit. Every recipe is delectable, but I will say my favorite of your recipes is your burger recipe. We've made it multiple times since the last time you shared it. So I was excited to see it's on the list to hear again today.
Oh, this is a great recipe, you know, for tailgating too, Evan, if people want to cook up something this weekend here. So
let's get at it.
So with the burger recipe here, you know, the one thing we start with is milk, bread, eggs, Worcestershire sauce, ketchup, salt, pepper. And all we're going to do is get that all mixed up there, Evan, and everything, right? Okay. And if you don't want to use salt, pepper, because sometimes I like to use a homemade rub or a steak seasoning, I'll substitute that, you know, for the salt, pepper. And the next thing we want to do is get some lean ground beef. And you could go heavier, you know, 80-20 or whatnot, but I prefer lean. And once we get the lean ground beef in there, we're going to get that mixture mixed up with it and everything. And then we're going to start forming patties. And Evan, my wife got me one of those, what do you call it, burger making machine.
Like patty presses or whatever they are?
Oh man, I love that thing, man. Because, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going for the, let me go for the 3/4 pound burger here.
You can adjust the thickness.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And so, you know, get the patties formed there. I always say 3/4 of an inch or thicker. And I like to brush a bit of olive oil on those burger patties. Are you still with
everyone? I'm right here, buddy. Right here.
All right. So we got the burger patties made and everything. I like to get that grill fired up about 350 to 400 degrees because we're grilling now, Evan, right? Yep. We're not smoking or anything. And once it gets up to temperature, the smoker or your grill there, we're going to grill the burgers about 3 to 5 minutes on that first side, get them nice browned and everything. And then you want to flip and cook it on this other side there for a few minutes more, you know, until, you know, your desired doneness and everything, right?
Yep.
And so we get, once those burgers are ready, I like to bring them in, but, you know, like to get the bun and get a little toasted bun on there, throw a slice of cheese on the burgers, melt it a little bit. And then I like to dress my burger, Evan. I like some bacon on there, some cheese, lettuce, tomato, sauteed onion, sauteed mushrooms. Guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes. It is. That's a loaded burger. Have you ever, and I might have asked you this last time you brought up the burger recipe, have you ever tried peanut butter on your burger?
I never tried peanut butter on it.
Belton, but unless you've got a peanut allergy, you don't know what you're missing.
You know what? I'm going to have to take you up on that and try peanut butter on the next time, man.
Oh, man.
I do know that was Elvis Presley. That was one of his favorites there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, Belton, I love it. Thanks so much for joining. You'll throw your recipe up for us online, and go Riders.
Hey, go Riders. Have a good one, Evan.
Belton Johnson, and it's eating time. Great burger recipe. You can check it out. We'll throw it on our Facebook page, and Belton always shares it on his social media as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.